This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Kurdish authorities in Syria on Saturday slammed the United Nations Security Council for failing to reopen an aid crossing to the northeast despite approving deliveries through the frontier with Turkey. The UN Security Council on Friday unanimously approved an extension of humanitarian aid to a rebel-held part of Syria through a crossing from Turkey, but a request to reopen for 1 year a second crossing point that allows supplies to reach northeastern Syria from Iraq was dropped. It was closed last year after Russia and China vetoed UN Security Council resolutions authorizing it to remain open. Amnesty International also slammed the vote, calling it a quote-unquote compromise that overlooked the humanitarian tragedy in northeast Syria, which is home to sprawling displacement camps housing relatives of the Islamic State group. Supporters of Iran's exiled opposition rallied in Berlin and elsewhere on Saturday to demand the prosecution of the Islamic Republic's newly elected president, Ibrahim Raisi, whom they accuse of crimes against humanity. Flag-waving demonstrators rallied at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate and other locations as part of a Free Iran World Summit that featured speeches, including by former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. In a keynote address, the president-elect of the National Council of Resistance of Iran accused Raisi of being the, quote, henchman responsible for the massacre of 30,000 political prisoners in 1988. Iran has never acknowledged the mass executions, and Raisi has never publicly addressed allegations about his role. In an online address, Pompeo described the Iranian presidential election as a boycott, and the regime knows it. This is VOA News.